Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Ches, and we have 13 lines from the top of daf Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots, Be'echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah Lemaiser Behema. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Elio Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So the first part of the Masechta dealt with the first line of the Masechta, and that is Arba Rosh Hashanahim Ba'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim U'L'Regalim. And the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph on the top word of Braisa that had an extended list. Ba'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim U'L'Iburim U'L'Tshum Ashkolim V'Yeshayim, and some say Af L'Schirus Batim. The Gemara now is going to turn its attention to the rest of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah continued and said, what's the second Rosh Hashanah? Be'echad be'elul, Rosh Hashanah le'maiser behema. Rabbi Lazav, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, be'echad betishrei. So what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah le'maiser behema? Number one, a Yid had an obligation once upon a time to take one-tenth of his cattle that was born in any particular year and be mafreshit as maiser. This maiser was unique. It's called maiser behema. It was a carbon, it had to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and it had to be offered the way all karbanos have to be offered. The significance of the Rosh Hashanah is based on a halacha that's true not exclusively to Maisa Behema, but really for all Maisras, and all Trumas for that matter. And that is, you're not allowed to be Maaser something that grew or was born in one year on behalf of other things that grew or were born in another year. So that from a Meiser Behema perspective, if you have 10 animals, 5 were born in Tavshin Pei Aleph, and the other 5 were born in Tavshin Pei Beis, you wouldn't be allowed to take those 10, bring them together into the deer, and take one-tenth of them and make them Meiser Behema. You need that all 10 of the animals should have been born in the same year. So here's the question. When does the year start? Do we look at each individual animal and you give him his own birthday? Or is there a year that all animals need to fit into? The teretz is, there's a year, meaning there's a Rosh Hashanah. What's that Rosh Hashanah? It was Machlokes Tana. Tanakam in the Mishnah said it was Be'echad Be'elul. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, the two great Tanoim, said that it's not Be'echad Be'elul, but rather it's Be'echad B'Tishrei. Zok the Gemara, said the Tanakam in the Mishnah said, Be'echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. Mani, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Meaning in our Mishnah, it's an anonymous Tana. However, we have information in a Braisa that puts a name to the Tana Kam, and that is Rameir. It's the Tana Rameir. By the way, Stam Mishnah is usually Rameir. The Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, Rameir said, Be'echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah, L'maiser Behema, U'L'Regalim. L'maiser Behema. So Rameir holds that Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah, L'maiser Behema. So in our Mishnah, the Tana Kam that says Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah, L'maiser Behema, who is it, Rameir? Says the Gemara. Okay, U'L'Regalim. When the Mishnah said a line earlier, the previous Sugya, Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, L'Regalim. Who did we say the Tana of that Mishnah is? Reb Shimoni. It's Reb Shimon. We said Echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim means with regards to Bal Ta'achar, and it means specifically Shitas Reb Shimon and Bal Ta'achar, that Bal Ta'achar isn't just Sholish Regalim, but it's Sholish Regalim Kisidron. And to say there is first Pesach, then Shavuos, and then Sukkos, and the only one that holds that Bal Ta'achar means Sholish Regalim Kisidron is the Tana Reb Shimon. So when the Mishnah says Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, who was it going according to Reb Shimon? Fine. Ema Seifa says the Gemara. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon, Oimrim Be'echad B'Tishrei. Rabbi Lazar and Reb Shimon, emphasis on Reb Shimon, holds that what's the Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema? It's Echad B'Tishrei. It's afraid the Gemara, Reish of a Sefer, Reb Shimon, and Mitzvah Reb Meir. Does it make sense that the Reish of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, and the middle case is Reb Meir? Meaning, just go back to the Mishnah. Abba Rosh Hashanah, Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. Okay, that everybody holds. Uli Regalim, that's Reb Shimon. Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. Who is that? That's Reb Meir. And then Rabbi Lazar and Reb Shimon again says that, no, you want to know when the Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema is, it's Reb Shimon. So you have Reb Shimon, then you have Reb Meir, and then you have Reb Shimon. Mishnayos are usually a little more consistent. Usually, Rebbe, when he wrote the Mishnah, would pick a Tana and he would run with his Shita. You're jumping from Reb Shimon to Reb Meir to Reb Shimon. It sounds like this whole Mishnah is a combination of a whole bunch of different conflicting opinions. And the Gemara says, Balashim Bitmiya, does that make sense? Rav Yosef said, Rebbe, yeah, It does make sense, because really the Tana of the Mishnah is who? It's Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is the one that wrote the Mishnah. And really, he was expressing his own opinion. The Nas of La Aliba the Tanoi, and he basically picked and chose in different sugis who he held, like Biragolim, Sava like Rab Shimon. When it came to Baal Ta'achir, he held like Rab Shimon, that it has to be Shalish Regolim, Kisidron, and the first one is Pesach, that's why he said Echab and Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim. Ube Maisa Behemah, Sava like Rab Meir. When it came to Maisa Behemah, he held like Rab Meir, that holds Be'echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behemah. And that's why the Tanakama, the Stam Mishnah, so to speak, as it relates to Maisa Behemah's Echab El. And then he brought Reb Shimon Shita as it relates to what his Shita would punked be as it relates to Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behemah. But he himself held like Reb Shimon L'Regolim, that's why it's the Stam. And he himself held like Reb Meir regarding Maisa Behemah, and that's why it's the Stam. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Arba, the Mishnah said Arba Rosh Hashanah Mim, Chamisha Hava, really it's five. Why? Because if you go back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah le'melachim u'le'regalim. Now we saw, Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah le'melachim means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But le'regalim is really not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara worked it out earlier in the Perek. Really, the Rosh Hashanah le'regalim is Chamisha Asa ben Nisan. And the Gemara had a kasha, why then are we referring to it as Echad ben Nisan? But whatever the Teretz was, at the end of the day, Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah le'melachim means Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah. Uli Regala means Tesfav Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah. That's really two. Then you have Echad Be'elol, which is three. And then you have the end of the Mishnah, which we didn't really learn yet. Echad Betishrei is Rosh Hashanah, L'shanim, L'shmitim, L'yoyvlis, and L'tila Rokas, that's four. And then you have the Machlekes, B'shayim Be'silu, when the Rosh Hashanah L'ilan, he says whether it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat or it's Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. But if you do the math, it's five. So if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rebbe, Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon regarding Baal Ta'acha, and he holds like Reb Meir with regards to Maisa Behemah, say it comes out then that there's really five Rosh Hashanah, not four Rosh Hashanah. Now, if Rebbe wouldn't hold like Reb Shimon, so he wouldn't hold that there's an Echad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'regalim, so you would have Echad ben Nisan, you have Echad be'elo, Echad be'tishrei, and then you would have Chodesh Shvat, either Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Chamisha Asa b'Shvat. If he wouldn't hold like Reb Meir with regards to Echad be'elo Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemah, so you could have Echad ben Nisan, you could have Chamisha Asa ben Nisan, then you wouldn't have the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behemah, because what's the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behemah? It's Echad B'Tishrei. He anyways has Echad B'Tishrei, and then again you would have Shvat. You would have four. But based on what the Gemara is saying, to make it consistent, that really the Tana of the Mishnah is Rebbe, he holds Sai like Reb Shimon, and Sai like Reb Meir, so then you end up with five. You have Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have Chamisha Asa B'Nisan, which is Pesach, you have Rosh Chodesh El, you have Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and then you have Shvat, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, depending on the machlokes between B'Sham and B'Sol. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Ihachi, if that's the case, Arba, is it four Rosh Hashanah Chamisha? It's really five Amar Rava. So Rava said, Arba l'divrei Akka. Really, Rebbe holds five, Rashi says. It's true. Rebbe holds five. So why did Rebbe in the Mishnah say four? Because Rebbe knew that his five was based on the opinions of Tutanon, the opinions of Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. And what he was saying was that Arba Rosh Hashanah l'divrei Akka. Meaning, the Reb Meir Arba and the Reb Shimon Arba. And the Gemara speaks it out. The Reb Meir Arba Dal Regalim. Reb Meir has Echad Be'elol, that's Reb Meir Shita, but he doesn't have Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. How do we know he doesn't have Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim? Because Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim is Baal Ta'achar. That was Shita's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was one of five Shitas. Reb Meir happened to have been another one of the five Shitas. Reb Meir's Shita was the Baal Ta'achar, the Regalim is only one Regal. So he clearly doesn't hold of Reb Shimon. And the Reb Shimon Arba, Reb Shimon also has four because Dal Maisa Behemah. He doesn't have Maisa Behemah because he holds Maisa Behemah as Echad B'Tishrei. You anyways have Echad B'Tishrei, so the Echad B'Tishrei is all inclusive in one of the other ones. So when Rebbe said Arba Rosh Hashanah, he didn't mean that he holds Arba. Rebbe La'olam holds at this five Rosh Hashanah. But he was saying, my five are based on a Shitas Reb Shimon and a Shitas Reb Meir. If you would ask Reb Meir, he would tell you four. If you would ask Reb Shimon, he would also tell you four. It happens to be they don't have the same four. They're different on one. I happen to hold Sai of Reb Shimon's and Sai of Reb Meir's, and that's why L'didi, what it ends up being, is five. That was Rava's explanation of the Mishnah. Reb Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Reb Nachman Yitzchak said that no. Rebbe is really the Tana of the Mishnah that said, Arba Rosh Hashanah. It's not four, really it's five. So Nachman Yitzchak said, Arba Chadashim Ubehem Kami Rosh Hashanah. What he meant to say was, there's 4 months that make up the Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, there's several Rosh Hashanah. There's more than four. Really five, but they're in 4 months. They're in Nisan, They're in Elul, they're in Tishrei, and they're in Shvat. Now Nisan has two, because Nisan has Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim, and it has Chamisha Asar ben Nisan, which is the Rosh Hashanah l'Regalim. But being that it's in four Chadashim, it's in 4 months, so that's why he says, my number is really four, my number is not five. But the bottom line is, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that L'chur in the Mishnah, we have 5 Rosh Hashanah, not 4. And why do we have 5 Rosh Hashanah? We have 5 Rosh Hashanah because Be'echad ben Nisan is really 2. Echad ben Nisan is made up Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's made up of Pesach, which is Chamisha Asa ben Nisan. Then you have Elul, you have Tishrei and Shvat. So really you have 5, you don't have 4. So this is the Pshat Tava that the Amiram was struggling to understand in the Mishnah. How can you tell me about Rosh Hashanah? Really it's 5, says the Gemara, 2 Mahalchim. Rava said that it's true in the Mishnah there are 5. That's because the time of Mishnah's Rabbi, but he based his position on the Shita of Ramei and Rav Shimon. Ramei and Rav Shimon individually each held a 4. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, what does it mean, Arba'a Rosh Hashanim? 4 months. There are 4 months. Those 4 months are made up of 5 Rosh Hashanah. Faith Gemara Meisveh. So according to Rava, our Bar Rosh Hashanah means one thing. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that means another thing. The problem is, we have a Braisa, which the Braisa seems to mention other Rosh Hashanah that weren't mentioned in our Mishnah at all. And the Gemara's kash is, how come the following wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? So what is that? Shisha Asa ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah la'omer. Tez Zayin Nisan was Rosh Hashanah la'omer. Shisha b'Sivan, the 6th day of Sivan, was Rosh Hashanah l'shtei alechem. So what does this mean? We know there was a special carbon that was brought on Tez Zayin Nisan. It was called the carbon omer. The purpose of the carbon omer was to be matir the Tvoah Chadash. Until the carbon omer was born, a Yid was not allowed to eat from the new crops. He wasn't allowed to eat from the Tvoah Chadash. The carbon omer was brought, and that was matir the Tvoah HaChadash, which means that Tez Zayin Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for the Tvoah HaChadash. It's not the carbon that's the Rosh Hashanah. It's what the carbon allows you to do. Now I'm allowed to eat from the Tvoah HaChadashah. So it's a Rosh Hashanah for the Tvoah HaChadashah. On Vav Sivan, there was a special carbon that was born in the Beis HaMikdash. That carbon was called the Shtei HaLechem. It was born on Shavuos. It was the Shtei HaLechem. Now, the Shtei HaLechem was also Mater. It was Mater the Tfuah HaChadashah in the Beis HaMikdash. That means any carbon that involved Tfuah that was born in the Beis HaMikdash, such as the Menachos, you weren't allowed to use the Tfuah HaChadashah until the Shtei HaLechem was brought. So the Shtei HaLechem was to catch him. This is Masechtas Menachos 101. The Shtei HaLechem was to catch him what the carbon omer was to chulin. And just like you couldn't eat from the Tfuah HaChadashah until they brought the carbon omer, you couldn't eat from the, or you couldn't bring carbonos using the Tvoah HaChadashah until the Shtei HaLechem was brought. Which means, says the Braisa, that Tez Zayin Nisan's a Rosh Hashanah for the Omer. It's a Rosh Hashanah for the Tvoah HaChadashah outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And Shisha B'Sivan is Rosh Hashanah for the Shtei HaLechem. It's Rosh Hashanah for the Tvoah HaChadashah inside the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? L'Ravan, this Nishisha. According to Rava, why do you have 4 Rosh Hashanah? You should have 6. You should have Tez Zayin Nisan, and you should have Vav Sivan. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, listening Chamisha, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you should have 5. Now what's Pshat? Why according to Rav is it 6? According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's 5. It's very simple. Rav counted the Rosh Hashanah based on the days. I mean, according to Rav, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, being Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim, and Tez Vav Nisan, being Rosh Hashanah l'Regalim, are 2. Even though they're in the same month, they're counted as 2. Thus, Rosh Hashanah, Tez Zayin Nisan is also a Rosh Hashanah, even though it's in the same month as Chodesh Nisan, but it's a 3rd day. Therefore, that should be your 5th, and then Vav Sivan, that's a completely new one, that should be your 6th. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that the reason in the Mishnah it's 4 Rosh Hashanah and it's not 5 is because we're using months. There's 4 months that have Rosh Hashanah. That's why Echad Ben Nisan and Tez Vav Nisan, being that they're in the same month, they count as 1, they don't count as 2. If that's the case, Tez Zayin Nisan isn't either its own Rosh Hashanah. It would be included in Echad Ben Nisan and Tez Vav Nisan. So you would end up with 5. But the question is, according to Rava, it should be 6. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it should be 5. So the Gemara is going to discuss this question from here until the end of the sugya on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Midi Dechal Meyorta. When we count Rosh Hashanah in our Mishnah, we're counting things that start at night. Midi Lechal Meyorta, like Kachashim. But things that start during the day, meaning the obligation, the chiyuv starts first during the day, that's not going to be counted. So when's the Rosh Hashanah for the tefuah? Whether it's the tefuah outside the Beis HaMikdash, tefuah inside the Beis HaMikdash, it was totally in a carbon being brought. The carbon omer, the shtei alechem. When would carbon is brought? During the day. So therefore the Rosh Hashanah starts during the day, it doesn't start the night before. If it doesn't start the night before, therefore it doesn't count. What about Bal Ta'achar? Bal Ta'achar means that the yontif came and you didn't bring your carbon. Now, when would you know that you didn't bring your carbon? When you're able to bring your carbon. You can only bring carbonos during the day. You can't bring carbonos at night. So if you can't bring your carbonos at night, you can only bring it during the day. So you would think that the Baal Ta'achar also really should be something that happens during the day. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Because Kimesh Tzorech Li'Suye Mikor Mechaye V'Koy. Baal Ta'achar is a little bit different. Baal Ta'achar, you're not over the Isser until the day after. But at the same time, when were you supposed to have brought your karbanos? You were supposed to have brought your karbanos before Yontif. So it comes out that being that you didn't bring it before Yontif, once Yontif starts, you're ready over Baal Ta'achar. Subtle svara. But that's what the Gemara says. Incidentally, if you look at Rashi, it sounds a little bit from Rashi in the Sugya that the Isser Baal Ta'achar starts when Yontif starts. Meaning, not when Yontif passes, but when Yontif starts, Ayin Shah. Either way, Freit Gemara Vare Yoivlois. What about Yoivl? Loi Chayla Meyorto. Yoivl began when a shofar was blown. The shofar had to be blown during the day. So Lechura, Yoivl is another example, which it's one of the Rosh Hashanahs. Echa Betushi, Rosh Hashanah Leyoivlois. It's mentioned in the Mishnah, even though it's not something that starts at night. Sakti Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eishel Berechim Breiki. I can tell you the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eishel Breiki. The Amem, Rosh Hashanah Chal Yoivl. Then know that Yoivl really starts on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have anything to do with Tkiyah Shofar. As soon as Rosh Hashanah starts, that's when Yovel starts. So if that's the case, it comes out it is something that's Chal Meyorta. Rav Sheshbe Ravidi Amar, Rav Sheshbe Ravidi, we said a different terrors. He said, why is it that the Tana of the Mishnah didn't mention Shisha Asa B'Nisan? How come the Tana of the Mishnah didn't mention Shisha B'Sivan, the Rosh Hashanah for the Omer, the Rosh Hashanah for the Shtei Alechem? So the Gemara says, because Kicha Chashim, Midi Loi Toli B'Maisa. Midi Toli B'Maisa, like a Chashim. We're only counting things that are not Toli in a Maisa. These things require, it's a Rosh Hashanah, but the Rosh Hashanah only happens when a ma'isa happens. You have to bring the carbon oimer, that's the ma'isa. You have to bring the shtei alechem, that's a ma'isa. But something that's totally in a ma'isa, when I'm afraid of rari golem, midi the tali b'ma'isa v'kachashim. What about Baal Ta'achar? Baal Ta'achar is midi the tali b'ma'isa. Because we're assuming again that the only time you're over Baal Ta'achar is once you can bring that carbon. That last day that you could have brought the carbon and you didn't bring it, that's when Baal Ta'achar. Now, when could you bring a carbon? Someone makes a nether, he's going to bring a carbon. First thing in the morning, you can bring the carbon. Wrong answer. You can't bring the carbon until the carbon oila was brought. Ha'oila, oila, rishayna. The first carbon had to be the carbon oila. That means first you have to bring the carbon oila, and then we can talk about whether or not you're over Baal Ta'achar. But being that you have to bring the carbon first, so it's immediately the Talib and Mice, and still it's mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Baal Ta'achar me'mei l'chal. The same svar that the Gemara said earlier. The Isser Baal Ta'achar is, you should have done it when you were able to do it. So that you don't have to wait until the morning and bring the carbon oila to be over Baal Ta'achar. If you didn't bring it before Yontif, let's assume Baal Ta'achar is chal on Yontif. If you didn't bring it before Yontif, once Kidei Shayoim, once it's Yontif, at that point you're ready over Baal Ta'achar, so it comes out, it's not something that's Tali B'Maisa. Freit the Gemara Bari Yoivlois. What about Yoivl? Yoivl's Tali B'Maisa, you have to blow Shayfers. The Gemara says the same Teretz, like you said earlier, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eishel Breichem and Breiki, who holds that Yoivl happens Memela, you don't have to blow Shayfer. Rav Ashi Yomar, Rav Ashi said a whole different Teretz. Again, the Kasha is that the Mishnah mentioned Arba Rosh Hashanah. We have a Braisa that says Tezayin Nisan. We have a Braisa that says Vav Sivan. How come these dates weren't mentioned in the Mishnah? Rav Ashi said Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim Shehin Ba'arba Rosh Chodashim. The Tana of the Mishnah is only counting Rosh Hashanah that happened on the first day of the month. So Echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, that's the first day of the month. Echad B'El Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'isa Behema, that's the first day of the month. Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, for the whole list of things, that's the first day of the month. Be'echad B'Shvat, says the Gemara, if that's the case, what about Echad B'Shvat? Kibei Shammai? Meaning, it's machloik is when the Rosh Hashanah Lilonis is. Is it Echad B'Shvat or is it Chamisha Asa B'Shvat? Rav Ashi is saying that the time of the mission, when it said four, it meant four that started at the beginning of the month. That only works if you go according to Beis Shammai, not if you go according to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. What it means is, Shloisha L'Divrei HaKoyel, everybody holds three, Be'echad B'Shvat, as it relates to Echad B'Shvat, machloik is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that's really machloik is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Rav Ashi says that what the time of the mission is saying is that Arba, three, everybody agrees, one, not everybody agrees. But the bottom line is, as it relates to how exactly you're supposed to read the Mishnah, so it seemed pretty straightforward when we read it on Daf Beis, but after further review, a week later, it's actually a little bit faplanted. And really, there's three shittas in the Amirah, Rava, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak, and Rav Ashi. Poshit had to read the Mishnah, because the Mishnah starts Be'echad, Be Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim, and then you have all these dates being thrown around, the different shittas Hatanayim, and once you go through the Gemaras, it's just not so simple. So what does it mean, Arba Rosh Hashanah? So one Rava said that the Tana, the Mishnah, really held five, if you do the math, but his five were based on a combination of a Shittas Rav Meir, a Shittas Rav Shimon, and each one of those Tanan, Rav Shimon, Rav Meir, individually held four. And that's why he had four. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that the reason it's considered four is because they happen in 4 months. It's true, it's more than 4 days, but it's in 4 months. Rav Ashni said the cheshbon of four is four of them full out on Rosh Chodesh. Full on Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean? What about Shvat? True. Three. The fourth one is questionable. It's telling B'shamim B'shol. What about Elo? Ayin Rash. Sok to Gemara. Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shimon. Oimrin. Be'echad. Be'tishrei. So again. Be'echad. Be'elo. Is Rosh Hashanah. L'maisa. Be'hema. Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shimon argued. And Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shimon said. That it's not. Be'echad. Be'elo. But rather. It's Be'echad. Rather it's Be'echad. Be'tishrei. Says the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said. V'shneyem mikra echad darshu. That both. Tanoim darshined the same pasuk, meaning the Tanakhama that said that when's the Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemo, it's Rosh Chodesh Ela. Rabbi Shimon that said when's the Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemo, it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. They both formulated their positions from the same pasuk. And where is this pasuk? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So the pasuk says Lofshu korim atzoin va'amokim yatfu var Yisroi au af yashiru. So what does the pasuk mean? Lofshu korim atzoin. The sheep became pregnant. Va'amakim yatfu bar, the valleys began to sprout tfuah. Yisroi au af yashiru. And then the tfuah grew to the point where you had stalks of wheat and the wind blew. And when the wind blew, the stalks of wheat began to sing. And at that point, it was in full bloom. So again, the pasuk says three things very important to understand. Pashup Shana and the Gemara. Lav shukar matzayin, the sheep became pregnant. Amokim yatfu bar, the tfuah began to sprout, and then eventually the tfuah zeh cotton gadol yeh Yisroi au af yashiru, and it began to sing shira. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said that both tanoim who had their two positions, whether it's echad be'elul is Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema, or echad be'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema, they both got their halacha from this pasuk. How so? Rameyah, Sav Rameyah holds, Emesai lav shukar natzoin, when did the sheep become pregnant? Bizman she'amakim yatfubar. It's at the time that the tfuah begins to sprout. Ve'emasai amakim yatfubar. When did the tfuah begin to sprout? It's ba'adar. It's in Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, Mesabr is ba'adar. They become pregnant in Adar, Yaldas Bab. It means they give birth in Chodesh Av. And the reason Rashi says is because dealing with behemoth is daka, is atzayin, and a behemoth daka, his pregnancy is 5 months. So it goes from Adar to Nisan to Iyar to Sivan to Tammuz to Av. It's 5 months. So 5 months, that's when the babies are going to be born. If that's the case, Rosh Hashanah Shalom Elul, it makes sense that the Rosh Hashanah should be Elul. Because if the birth season is Chodesh Av, that means anyone that's born after Av, that already belongs to the next year. So the mating season is in Adar, and then they give birth in Av. So it makes sense then that that would be the cutoff. So there's a nafkamina between a baby that was born far chodesh Elul and no chodesh Elul. It's based on this mitzias of when the animals give birth. Rav Shimon, came from the same pasuk, but they dash a little bit differently. Emes, I love shakar matzoyim. When did the sheep become pregnant? It's when they began to sing. It's when the stalks sing shira. Now, in Masai, Shibalam Ay Mashira, when did the Shibalam sing Shira ben Nisan? It's in Chodesh Nisan. So if that's the case, Miss Abris ben Nisan, they become pregnant in Chodesh Nisan, the Yoldois Be'elul, and they give birth in Chodesh Elul. They give birth in Chodesh Elul, so what's the cutoff? Rosh Hashanah Shalem Tishrei. So it makes sense. There's a difference between people that are born during Elul, meaning before Tishrei, and those that are born after Tishrei. That's why Chodesh Tishrei is going to end up being the cutoff. So the point is, Lof Shukar Natzayin, when? That was the machlokes. Is it at the time that it's amakim yatfu bar, or is it at the time that it's Yisroi au af yashiru? Amakim yatfu bar is Adar. That's when the tefuah begins to sprout. Yisroi au af yashiru, that's Nisan. That's when it grew already and it starts singing shira. So the question is, lav shukar natzoin, referring to amakim yatfu bar, is it Yisroi au af yashiru? If it's amakim yatfu bar, that means the mating season, they become pregnant during Adar. 5 months later is Av. That's when they usually give birth. So there's an afkamina between Av and Nochav. That's what Rosh Chodesh Elul makes sense should be the Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behem. However, as it relates, but if you darshan, lavshu karim atzoin Yisroi au af yashiru, so that means the mating season is when the Shibolim grew already. If it's when the Shibolim grew already, so then it's going to be then the cutoff is going to be Echa B'Tishrei. Says the Gemara of Idach Nami, Haksiv Yisrael Af Yashiru. Meaning now each one of the Tanaim are going to have to infer why they learned the way they learned and not like the way the other Tanaim learned. So says the Gemara, the one that said Lafshu Karim Atzayin, V'amakim Yatfu Bar, why didn't he learn Lafshu Karim Atzayin Yisrael Af Yashiru? It says Yisrael Af Yashiru in the Pasuk, so why didn't he learn that way? So the Gemara says, Ahuba Aflasa, that's referring to the ones that give birth a little bit later. Davim ben Nisan, that's true, that's in Chodesh Nisan. I mean, there's some that become pregnant a little later, they give birth a little bit later, it gets pushed off a drop. V'dechnam yoksiv ha-malkim yatfu bar. L'chur, the Pasuk says ha-malkim yatfu bar. So, it sounds like the mating season is really earlier. So the Gemara says, ahu b'chaf yasa. There are some that made a little bit earlier, the Asa Me'adar, and they're Adar. But the end of the day is the Machlaikis was, what's the Iker mating season? Is the Iker mating season of Amakim Yatfu Bar, which is Adar, or is it Yisrael Af Yashiru, which is Nisan? So Dr. Bishlam, the Rameir, Bishlam Koint Rameir, that says that the Iker mating season is Adar. So the Pasuk agrees very nicely. It says, Lof Shukar Matzoyim, when Bizman Shamakim Yatfu Bar, which is Chodesh Adar, the Ikonami, and then the Pasuk adds and says that there are those that are Yisrael Af Yashiru and Chodesh Nisa. El Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon Ipchami Ba'ilei. It should have been in the reverse order. It should have said Lav Shukar Matzoyin. When Bizman She Yisrael Af Yashiru, because they hold that the Ikon mating season is Chodesh Nisan, and then it should say the Ikonami Da Makim Yatfu Bar, and there are some that have Makim Yatfu Bar. The order works better according to Rameir than it works according to Blaz Rab Shimon. So Gemara says you're right because it is Elam Aravas Aravas. Bad. Everybody holds that the primary mating season of these animals is Chodesh Adar, because that's the way the pasuk reads. Lav shukar natzoyin, mating season when va'amakim yatfu bar. As soon as it's amakim yatfu bar during Chodesh Adar. And what does it mean? Yisrael af yashiru. There are those. There are some that for whom it's a little bit later. So if that's the case, everybody should hold that Echad Be'elol is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behem of Achabah. Hey, Krok, I'm Iflikin, the Machlokes is like this. It says in the Torah, Aser to Aser. And the Pasuk means, B'shnei Maisa Shakosim Adabar. Echad Maisa Behem of Echad Maisa Dagen. It means Maisa Behem and it means Maisa Dagen. Rameyah, so Rameyah holds, Makish Maisa Behem of Maisa Dagen. We compare Maisa Behem to Maisa Dagen. Not Maisa Dagen, Sotmach L'gamrei Suroi. What's the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Dagen? The Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Dagen is Echad B'Tishrei. And the reason it's Echad B'Tishrei is because that's the time that the Tfuah is complete. It's Samuch L'Gamrei Isurei. Rashi says the whole summer the Tfuah sits outside, it dries up really well in the heat, and then afterwards it's complete, you're ready to bring it into your house, you're ready to start eating it. So the reason, the Svara, the methodology behind Echad B'Tishrei being the Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Dagon, it's based on the Metzios. It's Samuch L'Gamrei Isurei. That's around the time that it's ready. Therefore, that's the proper time for the Maiser to behave. So Af Maiser Behemah Nami Samuch L'Gamrei Isurei. So it makes sense. The Maiser Behemah should be the same way. And if that's the case, what's the Samuch L'Gamrei of the Maiser Behemah? When are these babies being born in Chaydash Av? So Samuch L'Gamrei Isurei. So the Shir, the Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser, is going to be Echa Be'elver. Elazar Rav Shimon Savri Makish Maiser Behemah L'Maiser Dagon. Elazar Rav Shimon said, I agree. Asa to Asa. B'shnei Maiser Zakos Medaber Echad Maiser Behemah VeEchad Maiser Dagon. And you have to compare Maiser Behemah to Maiser Dagon, but not compare it in terms of the fundamentals of what's the driver of the Rosh Hashanah, but compare it to the bottom line. How so? Ma Maiser Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei. Just like Maiser Dagon, when's the Rosh Hashanah? It's Tishrei. Af Maiser Behemah Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei. It's going to be Tishrei as well. So you want to know mating season? Adar. Sam Nisan. And therefore, when are the babies usually born? Av. And if Svara, if you're going to work with the underlying principles of how Maiser works, Samach L'Gamrei Yisurei, when would the Rosh Hashanah be? It would be Rosh Chodesh El. And that's the Svara to say it should be Rosh Chodesh El. But at the same time, Asa to Asa, and when Makish Maiser Behemah the Maiser Dagon, and Maiser Dagon's Maiser is Chodesh Tishrei. So based on that, it wasn't Rabbi Shimon held that this is also going to be Chodesh Tishrei. And what did Rabbi Meir hold? Doesn't he hold of the Hekish? Yeah, he holds of the Hekish. But he holds the way you apply the Hekish is in the Svara. You say that just like Maiser Dagon is Tishrei. Why? Because that's when the Tfu is ready. Because the Tfuah gets ready during the last month of the summer, right before Chodesh Tishrei, Samach L'Gamrei Yisurei. So too, the same thing is going to be regarding Maiser Behemah. What's its Samach L'Gamrei? Its Samach L'Gamrei is Av, and therefore Yisurei is going to be Chodesh El. So going back to the Mishnah then moved along and said, Be'echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, U'L'Shmitin, U'L'Yoivlois, L'Netiya, U'L'Yirak. It says the Gemara, Be'echad B'Tishrei, the first one was Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. So the Gemara says, "My hilchah." So what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim? I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said l'shtaris. It's the gay. How you write a shtar? The Tanan shtari chayv hamukdam and psulim. You have to date a star, because a star muktam is possible, star muk is kosher, spoke about this on Daf Beis. So you have to write a star, or you have to date a star when you write a star. So the, how did they date stars? Based on the minion of the Melachim. The question is, when do we view the king's reign as having turned the page and having entered a new year? There's a Rosh Hashanah. What's that Rosh Hashanah? Echa b'tishrei. So what does it mean? Echa b'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. Amar Rapapa. That Moira Rapapa said, and some have the gear, so Amar Rav Chizda, that Rav Chizda said, that it's Nogeya Shtaris for the Malachim. So really, Echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, and Echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, is the same exact thing, which is the Gemara's next question. Freak the Gemara Vatanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Echa b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, v'amrina l'may hilchasa, v'amr Rav Chizda explained l'shtaris. So how could it be Echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'shtaris, and Echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shtaris? Now different words, Echa b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, Echa b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. But you're telling me malachim means shtaris, and Shana means Shtaris. So really, it's Echa b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'shtaris and Echa b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shtaris. In l'chastira g'dayla mizu. It's not the Gemara like Kasha. Kan l'malchi Yisrael, kan l'malchi umaysa oyla. Echa b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim meaning Shtaris when it's malchi Yisrael. Echa b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, which means Shtaris. That's for the malchi umaysa oyla. Freit the Gemara, Elohad Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, l'shanah l'malchi Yisrael. Av l'malchi umaysa oyla matishrei minin. Rav Chizda commented on the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, Echa b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, it means Shtaris. He said it only means malchi Yisrael. It doesn't mean the malchi umaysa oyla. The Gemara, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Freit the Gemara, Rav Chizda masisa oslash minon. What, Rav Chizda was coming to Timi Mishnah? We thought at the time, oh, Rav Chizda saying major news that you should know. Major asterisk on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Echa b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. It depends. You have to know what kind of king you're dealing with. Melech Kosher, right? All the raid that we spoke about. But l'chura, it's a Mishnah. It's the next line of the Mishnah. Echa b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, which means shtaris. And where it says, lie. Rav Chizda kroy asa l'ashminan. You have to say that Rav Chizda, his chiddush wasn't the halacha. He wasn't coming to be mechadish this idea that there's a difference between Echa b'tishrei and Echa b'nisan. That's not what the focus of what he was trying to say was. What then was he trying to say? He was simply saying, very, very pashit, that there are psukim to support why Echad b'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malchi Yisrael, and why Echad b'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'malchi Umay Yisrael. And those were all the psukim in Nechemya that Rav Chizda quoted, that we went through on Dav Gimel. But the point is, the chiddush of Rav Chizda wasn't the punchline. The chiddush of Rav Chizda was the reason. Iba Yisema, Rav Chizda, Kerab Zeira, Masnila. Or you could say that Rav Chizda really learned Pshat in the Mishnah differently. Meaning, Rav Chizda was, in his mind, being mechadish, that Echad b'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah l'shtaris for the Malchi Umay Sa'ilam. Aye, isn't it a Mishnah? It's not, because Rav Chizda understood the Mishnah differently. Rav Chizda learned the Mishnah of Echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, nothing to do with Shtaris. He learned it like Rav Zeira did. Rav Zeira said, l'tkufa. Then it means it's the Rosh Hashanah for tkufas. When you cheshbin the mazolois and the seasons, we're going to see a lot more about that in the coming dafim. But when it comes to that, that's when it means it's Rosh Hashanah. It's a whole different deal, nothing to do with Shtaris. Therefore, Rav Chizda, in his mind, was saying his own chiddush, that even though the Mishnah says, Echa b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, but that's only Malchi Yisrael, not Malchi Umay Yisrael. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, and if you're going to say that Echad b'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, it only works with Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar, who holds that b'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created in Chodesh Tishrei, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that b'Nisa Nivra Ha'olam, we'll see more about it. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak said l'din, a different shot. What does it mean, Echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim? It means it's the Rosh Hashanah, with the Hei Ayodiyah. That's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges mankind. The Pasuk says, Meireshis Hashanah va'ad Achris Shanah, and we learn from there. Meireshis Hashanah, in the beginning of the year, Nidoin Hashem paskins. He judges. Mayehe b'Seifa. What's going to be the end of the year? The pasuk is Eretz Asher Hashem Alekecha Doirish Oisa Tamid. Eni Hashem Alekecha Ba. Meireshis Hashanah va'ad Achris Shanah. Meireshis Hashanah. Hashem determines what's going to be ba'Achris Shanah. Incidentally, the Satmar Rav used to say that why is it that the Pasuk says Meireshis Hashanah with a Hei Ayodiyah v'ad Achris Shanah without the Hei Ayodiyah? It should have said Meireshis Hashanah ad Achris Hashanah, or Meireshis Shanah ad Achris Shanah. Meireshis Hashanah ad Achris Shanah. So the Satmar Rav used to say that The reason is because at the beginning of a year, a person, he makes his New Year's resolutions and he says, this year is going to be different. So he said, Mereshis, it's always Hashanah. Oh, this year I'm going to change. This year I'm going to start taking on this. This year I'm going to start taking at that. Oh, he said, when it comes to the end of the year, it's Achris Shanah. It's another year. Nothing changed. So he said, Mereshis, it's Hashanah. About Achris, it's Anachayur. It's at Achris Shana, but the Gemara says very nice. So it says Mereshis Hashanah at Achris Shana. We know from there Mereshis Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges what's going to be Achris Shana. But how do you know it's Chodesh Tishrei? Echa b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'Shanim. How do you know that? Chsev, says the Gemara, because the pasuk says Tiku b'Chodesh Shayfar b'Kesel liyom Chageinu. Okay, Ezu Chag shachodesh miskasa boy. Have yom is a Rosh Hashanah? What's the month that the Chodesh is miskasa? Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom chageinu. And really, you need the end of the pasuk. Ki choik li Yisrael hu mishpat leilikei Yaakov. So it says the Gemara, what's the chag shachodesh miskasha? What's the chag that you can't see the chodesh? There's one yontif where the moon is hidden. And it's Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of the month. And at the beginning of the month, it's hard to see the moon. That's why they were Edim. It was a whole big deal. You saw the moon. You didn't see the moon. Prove to me that you saw the moon. Right? Because that's the time of year that the chodesh is miskasha. On Sukkot, you have a full moon. It's the middle of the month. In Pesach, it's a full moon. It's the beginning of the month. Shavuos, you can see it as well. The only time where it's miskasa is Rosh Hashanah. Except at the end of the pasuk is ki chaykli Yisrael u'mishpat leil keyakov. Mishpat leil keyakov. Chaykli Yisrael. So we're talking about mishpat. We're talking about din. That's how you know that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. What does it mean Rosh Hashanah l'shanim in the third pshat of the Gemara? What it means, it's the Yom Adin. How do you even know there's a Yom Adin? There's a remez in the Torah. Mereshis Hashanah. We paskin at Achris Shana what's going to happen throughout the entire year, literally until Achris Shana, until the last day of the year. How do you know it's Chodesh Tishrei? Because we know there's a remez that Chodesh Tishrei is the Yom Adin, because the Yom Adin, ki chaykli Yisrael hu mishpa lili ke Yaakov, happens on a day where the chaydash is miskasa, a chag that the chaydash is miskasa. There's only one chag that the chaydash is miskasa, and that's Rosh Hashanah, that's Echa B'Tishrei. Tanu Rabbanu, ki chaykli Yisrael hu mishpa lili ke Yaakov, and we learn from Mish, ein bezen shamantan, nechnasan ledin, that in Shamayim, the Bezdin Shalmaila doesn't enter the din. Elam can kidshoy Bezdin Shalmata Sachodesh. So until Bezdin was Makadesh the Chodesh, the Bezdin Shalmaila did not enter the din in Shalmaim. Tanya Idoch, Kichoik Li Yisrael, who ain't Li Elo Li Yisrael. From the Pasuk, it sounds like that it's a Yoyim Adin Li Yisrael, Umas Ailman. How do you know Kodesh Baruch Hu judges even the Umas Ailman Rosh Hashanah, Tamaloyim, and Mishpat Leila Keyakim? Choik Li Yisrael means the Yedin, Mishpat Leila Keyakim, and this Braisa is referring to the So why does it say, why do you have to single out the Yidden? Just say that on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges everybody. So why do you have to single out and then afterwards, Mishpah Lelike Yaakov, Melamish Yisrael, Nechnasim L'Tchil L'Din. No, because there is some significance. The significance is that the Yidden entered the din first, Kid Rav Chizda. And it's based on what Rav Chizda said. I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Melech V'Tzibur, Melech Nechnas T'Chil L'Din. This is talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, and he judges a king and he judges a tzibur, so first he judges the king and then he judges the tzibur. Shenemad, mishpat avdoi u mishpat amoi. First mishpat avdoi is the melech, and then mishpat amoi. My timing, what's the reason? Either it's inappropriate. The king is waiting in the waiting room. First Hashem is judging people and then the king can enter. The king is pirates like Eder. You have to let him in right away. Because sometimes it's an idea, and you have to know what this means, but sometimes it's an idea, says the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging so many people and he realizes that all the Averis, and then Hashem starts building up like an anger, kaviyachal. So we don't want that when the melech comes in, he should be subject to the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of this pent-up anger. It's like this, let the melech be judged right away, and then later, if Chalila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts getting angry, so he'll get angry over everybody else. But either way, Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. What does this mean? So really, what emerges from the Gemara is three possibilities. Either it's Shtaris, Malchei Umos Olam, or it's Kufais, which we'll learn more about, or it's the Yom Hadin, what we know as Echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. It's the Mereshis Hashanah V'Adach Rishanah. That's what this is referring to. Zok the Gemara L'Shmitan. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah L'Shmitan. Zok the Gemara. How do you know that? The pasuk says, "Ubashana Hashviyas Shabbos Shabbosan Yir La'aretz." And from that pasuk, we know that when the Shemitah start, what's the Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitin? It starts with Chodesh Tishrei. It's like, where do you see that? Oh, Begom Hashanah Hashanah B'Tishrei. We have Gzeir Shav. It says, U'Bashanah Hashviyas. And it says, by Rosh Hashanah, Mereshis Hashanah. So it says there, Shana. It says here, Shana. Oh, we have Gzeir Shav. Just like Mereshis Hashanah, we just learned, is referring to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So too, When it says Ubashana Hashvius, Shabbos Shabbos in Yil Haaretz, it's referring to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Frey to Gemara V'Ligmar Shana Shana Mi Nisan. Why do we learn the Gzeir Shabbos from Nisan? The Chsev Rishon Hu Lachem Lachachay Hashana. So the Gemara says Shu. It says Shana by Tishrei, it says Shana by Nisan, but the Shana that it says by Shemitah is more similar to the one that it says by Tishrei than the one by Nisan. Why? Because Don in Shana She'eni Malchadashin Mishana She'eni Malchadashin. Vein Don in Shana She'eni Malchadashin Mishana She'yeshi Malchadashin. The Shana of Shemitah is more similar to the Shana of Tishrei, because both of those Shanas don't say the word Chodesh. As opposed to the Shana of Nisan, it says Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. And being that it says the word Chodesh, therefore it's less similar, and therefore we compare it to Echad B'Tishrei, and that's how we know that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitin Exel. So just one Ha'ara, as it relates really to yesterday's daf. So there's a few directions we can go with this. We're a little behind as it relates to the raid, because there's just so much raid on these Gemaras that we're learning. But just to go back to yesterday's daf and speak out one ha'ara. So the Gemara brought a braisa on the top of daf Zayin Amid Aleph that said, Tanu Rabbanan, Be'echad Benisan, Rosh Hashanah L'chadashim, U'le'iburim, L'trumashkalim, V'yesh Oimrim, Afloschiris. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah L'chadashim. It's the first month. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'chadshei Hashanah. It's also the Rosh Hashanah L'iburim, which means that you're allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana, of course, one of the great rights and privileges that the Torah granted Bezdin. How the month that they have to be Ma'aber is Chodesh Adar, and they can be Ma'aber Chodesh Adar up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But once Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens, too late. You can't go backwards now, be Ma'aber Adar. So that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not so much a Rosh Hashanah, but like the Gemara clarified, it's more a cutoff. So there's a cutoff date. You could be Ma'aber the Shana, however, you have to comply with this rule, and that is you can do it up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But once Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens, at that point, you can no longer do it. So just to speak out one Ha'ara from Hagoyin Rav Reuven Margolis, and this is in his Sefer Nefesh Chaya. So Nefesh Chaya is the Sefer that Rav Reuven Margolis wrote on Eirach Chayim, and it's in Simen Tov Chaf Tes Sif Cotton Beis. The context over there is Hilchas Pesach, and the Mechaber says that the Ein Oimrim Mizmor L'Saida. You don't say Mizmor L'Saida on Pesach. The reason you don't say Mizmor L'Saida on Pesach is because we say Mizmor L'Saida as a Zecher for the fact that once upon a time, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, there was a Karban Toida. So as a Zeche to the Karban Toida, we say Mizmor L'Saida. So says the Shulchan Aruch, on Pesach there was no Karban Toida. I mean that there was no Karban Toida, we don't say Mizmor L'Saida. Now why was there no Karban Toida on Pesach? Because the Karban Toida was a unique Karban, that it was brought together with breads. In fact, it was brought together with 40 breads, the 40 Lachmei Toida. Of the 40 breads, 30 of them were matzah, 10 of them, however, were chametz. And that's a big chiddush, ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash lo yisak tiru ishu mimenu l'Hashem. Usually chametz is considered a bad thing in the context of karbanas. But the point is, 10 of the lachmei toida were chametz. Now, you can't be makriv, you can't include in your karban chametz on Pesach. You can't eat chametz on Pesach. Lo yira v'lo yimatzah, you're not allowed to have chametz on Pesach. So if you can't have chametz, you can't bring the karban toida properly. If you can't bring it properly, you can't bring it at all. Because if you can't bring it the way the Torah mandated you to bring it, so it's a karban chaser, so you're out. So therefore, there was no karban toida on Pesach. If there was no karban toida on Pesach, there's no mizmor l'saida on Pesach. And that's why already Erev Pesach, you don't say mizmor l'saida on Chol HaMoed Pesach, you don't say mizmor l'saida on Pesach. You anyways wouldn't say it. But the point is, there is no mizmor l'saida on Pesach, because there was no carbon tied on Pesach. So Rav Reuven Margolis on this halacha asked the kasha from a pasuk in Tanakh. The pasuk is in Divrei Hayomim Beis. It's Perek Choftes. And the pasuk over there is this pasuk Lamed Aleph. And the context of that pasuk is something that we spoke about when we learned Masechtas Pesachim. We mentioned it again briefly when we learned Masechtas Sukkah. It's the beginning of the reign of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech was one of the great kings. In fact, there's one Ma'anama that says that Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach. But the point is that Chizkiyahu was one of the great Jewish kings of all time. He was a direct descendant of David HaMelech. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech's father, whose name was Achaz, wasn't a good king. In fact, he was a very, very terrible Rasha. So much so that when Achaz died, Chizkiyo HaMelech took the bones of his father, Girer Atzmos Yosef. He embarrassed his father. Even though he was his father, he had a chiyuv kibarav. Even though he was a melech, and he had a chiyuv to be mechabed a melech. But at the same time, he thought maybe by doing that, giving his father as Elchad B'Zioinis, he would get a kapara in the next world. His father died, and he was very worried about where his father was going in the Alma Da'asi. And it's for that reason he wanted to give his father some form of kapara. And this was his way of maybe giving him kapara. He'll be mevayish him, and through that, he'll end up getting kapara. But Chizkiyahu's father, Achaz, was a big rasha. And at the core of his rishus was Avodah Zarah. So we know Yeravam was a chayti umachti as a rabbin. Menashe, who was Chizkiyahu's son, was a chayti umachti as a rabbin. He erected a tselem. He literally erected an Avodah Zarah in the heichal. Can you imagine that? But Chizkiyahu's father Achaz was the same way. And when Chizkiyahu became melech, he felt that the time had come for the Yidden as a group, communally, to do tshuva. So he goes and he tells the Yidden, Mishchu yetchem me'avodah zarah, we have to get rid of the avodah zarah. Now Chizkiyahu HaMelech became king right around Chodesh Nisan time. And it was at that time that he went and he told the Yidden, any avodah zarah that you have to destroy, you have to get rid of. And we have to now go ahead and make sure that we're going to be Mishchu yetchem me'avodah zarah. Now the pasuk says that this all began in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. This is when Chizkiyahu became king, and this is when this happened. Vayichalu, says the pasuk, Be'echal HaChodesh HaRishon, Lekadesh. On the first day of Chodesh Nisan, the Yidden came to sanctify the Beis HaMikdash. U'b'yom Shemayda LaChodesh, on the eighth day, Bo'ul Ulam Hashem, they came to the Ulam Hashem, Vayikadshu as Beis Hashem L'yomim Shemayda. And they were Mekadesh to Beis HaMikdash for 8 days. U'b'yom Shisha Asa LaChodesh HaRishon Kilu. And on the 16th day of Nisan, they completed being Mekadesh to Beis HaMikdash. So it was Tumah, Avodah Zarah's Tumah. And they were able to be Metahir the Beis HaMikdash. It took them 8 days. So on the 16th day of Nisan, everything is fine. And then the pasuk goes on to describe what happened on that next day. So it's Tes Zayin Nisan. So what happened on Tes Zayin Nisan? Now skipping to pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayan Yechizkiyo Vayoymi. Chizkiyo said, Atam Meleisim Yetchem Lashem. Now that we made all the hachanos, Goishu, come close, V'haviyu, and bring karbanos, Zvachim, V'toydois L'Beis Hashem. Vayoviu Akol, Zvachim, V'toydois, V'chol Nediv Lev Oilos. It was Tes Zayin Nisan. Tes Zayin Nisan is the second day of Pesach. If it's the second day of Pesach, how were they able to bring Toidus? Toidus have Lachmi Toida. Lachmi Toida means that they have breads that are chametz. We don't even say Mizmah L'Soida on Pesach. Why? Because you couldn't bring the carbon Toida. It's a freak, Rabbi from Magol. It's a posik. Vayani Chizkiyo, Vayoyme Atem Aleisem Yetchem Lashem, Goyshu Vahaviyu Zvachim V'Toidus L'Veis Hashem, Vayaviyu Akol Zvachim V'Toidus. How were they able to bring Toidus? L'chayr was Tes Zayin Nisan. On Tes Zayin Nisan, they shouldn't be able to bring Toidus. Rabbi Reuven Margolis asks another kasha. Yes, that if you go and skip to Perek Lamed, the very next Perek, so the Pasuk says that Chizkiyahu told the Olam that, you know, we didn't bring our carbon Pesach when on Tes Vav Nisan. So instead, we're going to bring our carbon Pesach in the following month. So the Pasuk says in the following month, Vachodesh HaTishrei, the Yidden brought the carbon Pesach. Pasuk of Aleph, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael HaNimtzim B'Yerushalayim, Es Chag HaMatzos, Shivas Yomim, 7 days, B'Simcha Gedoyla, U'mahalulim Lashem, Yoyim B'Yoyim HaLeviim, V'Akoyanim B'Kliyoyiz Lashem. The Yidden celebrated the Yontav of Pesach for 7 days. Frank Rav Magolis, when you read the Pesukim, it sounds like they didn't bring the carbon Pesach in Chodesh Rishon. What they do, they pushed it off to the second month. You able to push off the carbon Pesach a month? Of course you are. It's what's known as Pesach Sheni. So the Yidden brought Pesach Sheni, but here's the problem. We know Pesach Sheni is 1 day. It's 1 day. The pasuk says, "Vayasu bnei Yisrael animtzim b'Yerushalayim es chag matzos shivas yomim." 7 days. B'simcha gedoyla. They made up a new Pesach. There's no 7 days. B'chodesh Hasheni, the 7 days is when you do it in the proper time. But if you do it in the improper time, it's not 7 days. So Rav Magol says, I push it on how to read this psukim in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim beis Perichov Tez, they're bringing the carbon Toyda on Tez Zayin Nisan. Ribbono Shel Olam. This chametz. How could you do that? You can't bring the carbon toida. And then in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, you have Vayasu b'nei Yisrael animsim b'Yerushalayim es chag ha-matzah yishivas yomim l'Hashem. You celebrate the Yontif of Pesach for 7 days. How can you celebrate the Yontif of Pesach for 7 days in Chodesh HaSheni? I know there's something called Pesach Sheni. But Pesach Sheni is one day. Pesach Sheni is not 7 days. So Rabbi Reuven Bar Gola says a dover nifla v'ru'uyin ha-dvarim l'misha avram. He says, in order to understand what's going on in Divrei Hayamim Beis, we have to revisit another Gemara. This is a classic. The Gemara is, the first time anyways, is in Masechtas Brachos. It's Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did 6 controversial things during his lifetime. Al Gimul Hoydolai, Val Gimul Loi Hoydolai. Chazal were moided to 3 of the things that he did, but they disagreed with the other things that he did. Al Gimul Hoydolai, and the Braisa mentions it. And the Braisa mentions that. One of the 3 things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, that the Gemara says, was that he was Ma'aber Nisan B'Nisan. Which Pashut sounds like, Chizkiyahu HaMelech added a Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara says, is that possible? He was Ma'aber Nisan, what he added a Chodesh Nisan? So the Gemara says, no. He was Tabe Dishmol. What happened was, he added an other base. He didn't add a Nisan. How could he add a Nisan? Even Chizkiyahu HaMelech, even though Loi Hoidu Lechachami, he would have never done that. What he did was, he added a Chodesh Adar. However, he added the Chodesh Adar once Chodesh Nisan already started. And even then the Gemara says, what? Chodesh Nisan started, and he added a Chodesh Adar? It was the 30th day. The day that it was right to ready be Chodesh Nisan. And when we say that Echa ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah li'iburin, that Chodesh Nisan already and not let it be Ma'abed Hashanah, what it means is once the day is right to be Chodesh Nisan, at that point, the 30th day of Adar, which can technically be, if it's a Chodesh Chaser, it would be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at that point already you're not let it be Ma'abed Hashanah. But either way, Chizkiyahu HaMelech made an Adar Sheni when really he wasn't allowed to make the Adar Sheni. The cutoff date had arrived. Echad bin Nisan had arrived. And as a result, you can't add an Adar Sheni. And Afal Pikein, Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. When did this happen? When was Chizkiyahu Ma'aber? This uber controversial Ibur Hashan, where Chizkiyahu HaMelech added a 13th month to a year. When did that take place? It took place the first year of his Malchus. What happened was he became Melech around Chodesh Nisan time. And he was trying to get the Olam ready to bring a Karban Pesach. Let's do a Mishchu Yetchem Me'avodah Zarah. It's like this, we could do a Kchu Lachem Tzoyin Shal Mitzvah. The problem is it wasn't happening. The Yidden weren't getting ready. And it wasn't playing itself out. And because it wasn't playing itself out, so therefore he was struggling. So you know what he did? He said, I have one Eitzah. Let me add a month. And by adding a month, he bought time. And like this, they had another month for them to be able to make all the preparations that they needed to do. The problem is, he added his month a day too late. And it was for that reason, it was Lehoidu Lechacham. Now here's the punchline. The rule is, and we're going to see more about this later in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Beis Din has the ability to be Ma'aber Hashanah. And when Beis Din's Ma'aber Hashanah, even if they make a mistake, even if they did something they weren't supposed to do, the halach is Atem Afilu Shoygiyah. Even if they did it when they weren't supposed to do it, it still goes into effect. The same is true when it comes to being Mekadosh to Chodesh. Even if Beis Din did it based on a mistake, it doesn't matter. Atim afilu shayg again. The halacha is, it goes into effect. So when Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Ma'abed Hashanah, what he did went into effect. However, it was Lehoidu Lechachamim. So the Chachamim knew that we just pushed off Yontif a full month. That means, really, Chodesh Nisan is going to be in a month from now. And Iyar is going to be a month after that. But they were maskim to what he did. And they wanted to make a macha l'doyrus, said Rav Reuven Margolis. See, now they made a macha. When Divrei Hayomim Beis was chronicled, when it was transcribed, when it was written as a nevuah shehutzricha l'doyrus, when this was all put into writing, so what they did was, they said that what Chizkiyahu HaMelech counted as his Adar Beis, because he was Ma'abed Hashanah, was really Chodesh Arishayin. And what Chizkiyahu HaMelech counted as Chodesh Arishayin was really Chodesh Hashanah. And it wasn't. It wasn't Chodesh Arishayin and Chodesh Hasheni. Chodesh Arishayin was really the following month. And Chodesh Hasheni was really the month after that. But this was their macha. It was their way of showing v'loi hoidu loi chachamim. So they said that what Chizkiyahu HaMelech considered to be another Adar
was a toys, because really it's not another Adar. Because really it's Chodesh Nisan. So it's true, you're celebrating Purim, or in Divrei Hayom in Beis, we're going to count it. We're going to count it as Chodesh HaRishon. And when you're praving Pesach, in Divrei Hayom in Beis, we're going to count it as Chodesh HaSheni. So Sarah Rumagolos, Lefiza, everything is Meyoshev. The Pasuk says in Divrei Hayom in Beis, that B'Chodesh HaRishon, they brought Karbanos Toida. They brought Karbanos Toida, B'Chodesh HaRishon. B'Chodesh HaRishon, and the 16th day, it's Pesach. How can you bring a carbon toida? Carbon toida involves lachmi toida. And if it involves lachmi toida, you have no ability to bring a carbon. The teretz is, the Chodesh HaRishon wasn't really Chodesh Nisan. The Chodesh HaRishon was really Chodesh Adar. It was Adar Beis. So when did this happen? It happened on Tez Zayin Adar Beis. Tez Zayin Adar Beis. That shits of a shifser. Like the Gemara says in Megillah Adar Beis. Tez Zayin Adar Beis, you're allowed to bring a carbon toida. When the Pasuk says, B'Chodesh HaSheni, they celebrated Yontif Pesach for 7 days. How did they celebrate Yontif Pesach for 7 days? B'Chodesh HaSheni, it's Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only one day. The Teretz says the Chodesh HaSheni of the Pasuk was really Chodesh HaRishon. It's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if it's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it comes out really it was the Yontif of Pesach. If it was really the Yontif of Pesach, so it comes out it was Yontif of Pesach for 7 days. Yontif of Pesach really is a Yontif of 7 days. But the point is that this is a time in history where you had the Rosh Hashanah LeChadashim and the Rosh Hashanah LeIburim colliding. With these two ideas that are mentioned in our Braisa on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, Be'echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. And that's why the first month is always Nisan. Here you have Psukim and Divrei Hayomim, where the first month is not Nisan, but rather where the first month is Adar Beis. And that the second month is not Iyar, but the second month is really referring to Chodesh Nisan. Why would the Torah refer to Adar Beis as Chodesh HaRishon? And why would the Pasuk refer to Chodesh Nisan as Chodesh HaSheni? It's because Be'echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Le'iburin. And really, you're not supposed to be Ma'abed Hashanah once it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or once the 30th day of Chodesh Adar arrives, where it's right to be called Chodesh Nisan. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech violated that. Now, it went into effect. But V'Lehoidu Le'Chachamim. And because it was Le'hoidu Le'Chachamim, the Chachamim wanted to show that to make a Machol Adairis, and to show that this is not the way it's supposed to be. So therefore, in Divrei Hayomim, we refer to Adar Beis as being Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Rishon, which is when it was supposed to be. And we refer to Chodesh Nisan as being Chodesh HaSheni, which is really Chodesh Iyar, because that's the way that it was supposed to be.